This is Seattle's Morning News with Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien. I'm Aaron Granillo, and every month we are joined by Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner. And Matthew, you are here with a look at the latest numbers on the housing market from the end of 2019.
I do, and happy new year to you both.
Happy new year.
It's a mixed bag in terms of what went on in December. Listings, obviously, number of homes for sale dropped. Unsurprising, it's December. But the biggest thing actually for me was sales price, and mainly in the single family, not the multifamily market. So if you compare December 2018 to December 2019, King County prices are up by 5.6%.
Wow.
Mm. Snohomish, 8.5%, and wait for this, Pierce County, 9%.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump for Pierce County. I thought that's where the deals were.
It was. And as we've talked about before, what you tend to see and what you are seeing have really for most of this year is affordability problems continuing to be exacerbated, continuing to grow, and that's actually pushing people further out.
If somebody's New Year's resolution is to buy a home, you know, stop being a renter, become a home homeowner, where would you put them?
Several years ago, I'd have said, you know, Columbia City, Georgetown. And if you'd have done it then, you've done very, very well. Mm-hmm. However, they're done and they're gone now. Way too expensive. So I think there's other markets out there. White Center is one. Burien, I think, has got more legs. Mount Baker as well. Parts of Rainier Valley. And so I think there are some which are still have got decent proximity to the job centers, which obviously is important.
So I'm a millennial, and I have a young daughter, and I'm a renter.
Ah.
I want to get your perspective on this research by Zillow that just came out recently, because it found that in the 2010s, so in the past decade, $4.5 trillion spent in rents across the country. Just in 2019 alone in Seattle, it was $10 billion alone. So what does that do for millennials who want to become homeowners? Because it's almost impossible to save to then become a homeowner.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And that's inherently been the problem for the last several years. Do I pay my extortionate rent or do I save up for a down payment? Now, historically speaking, it was a little bit more interesting. What did we do? We couldn't afford a down payment? Well, hit up the bank of mum and dad. and even today, certainly, probably close to half of all millennial home buyers are still going to mum and dad. But mum and dad aren't as enthusiastic to help out anymore. There's a reason for this. And it's tax-based. They used to tap their lines of credit or the home equity loans to give money to their children to buy a house. And used to be able to deduct that interest. Well, you can no longer do that.
Mm. So who are the home buyers if millennials are struggling to save up enough to get homes in a market like Seattle or surrounding area?
Right. If you look at the numbers I've got of January through November, it's a millennial study, which I look at every month. They're still putting 17% down.
Mm. Wow.
But
that's a lot.
Also, 54% are married. So you've got to think about it this way. All of a sudden, you're bringing in this double income, double set of savings. They're putting 17% down. They've got credit. Average FICO score is 741. Mm-hmm. So that's a very, very good number.
Good. Yeah.
It really is. So they're out there. They are buying, but it is increasingly hard. And certainly, if you are paying rent and significant amount of rent, it can be very hard to say, you know, can I save or do I pay my rent? Mm. It is a big, big problem. They're just eating ramen noodles instead.
Are you happy to say goodbye to 2019 as an economist?
I am.
And so what are you looking forward to in 2020?
Next year is going to be a year again of home price growth. My expectation, I look at average home prices, I think we'll probably see King County prices up by 6.7% next year. Hmm. And again, that's 12-month average. Snohomish County by 7.2 and Pierce by 8.1. So Pierce is still up there. The rate of growth is starting to slow down a bit. Let's say for King County, the last 20 years, we've averaged home price increases across those two decades of about 5.5%. So marginally above that, but getting pretty close to the long-term average. I think mortgage rates are going to stay very low. In fact, I think we could likely see mortgage rates drop a little bit. And that's just given what happened the last few days when it comes to Iran.
How does something like a conflict with Iran affect what you're watching in the housing market?
Sure. Essentially, obviously, the stock market's corrected, which it inherently always does when there's uncertainty out there. So what happens when we see a downward push on, let's say, the Dow Jones or the S&P? People tend to take money out of equities and put them into bonds. Safe harbor, okay? Safe investment, can't lose any money, not making much money, but we can't lose. Now, what's important about that is that mortgage rates track perfectly the yield on 10-year treasuries, so 10-year bonds. So as the bond yields go down, if there's more demand, then the interest rate drops. obviously, because it's a supply and demand driven issue. And so that then has an immediate effect on mortgage rates. So because of that, it wouldn't surprise me unless we get this thing cleared up quickly, which I find highly unlikely. Yeah, exactly. So I think that being the case, then I wouldn't be surprised to start to see mortgage rates start notching down a little bit over the next month or so.
Chief Economist Matthew Gardner, thanks for the time.
You are very welcome.